you know, other than we put up 82 shot attempts, I think, in tonight's game. Clearly, we worked on it in practice, and we'll keep working on it, finding ways to get the puck through, changing angles, taking something off the shot. But our battle was real good. Our physicality was really good, I thought. And the other team's a good hockey team. They've got some great players, so they're going to get some chances. And, yeah, we're going to have to struggle to fight to tighten up those odd man rushes and some of the plays that leak in behind us. But it's for me almost always effort. Like, we know we feel we can fix the system things, we can get better and better at those, but good emotional level through the whole game.
What did you know about Brian Little before you took this job?
Yeah, not as much as you think. Like, his compete level is really, really high. I mean, he's got skills, and we knew that kind of coming in, but I didn't realize that what kind of practice player he was, that he comes to work every day and he competes every day. He's not the biggest guy out there. And, you know, Brian and Andrew had a tough night their last game, and then they both came back and put a good leader effort in tonight.
You know, Pavlik obviously always a big topic of conversation, but maybe when he plays well as he should be. How was he tonight?
Yeah, it was just big, you know. I mean, real good. Made some good saves. We gave him a little better chance to, you know, to stop the breakaway, to make two or three of those hard saves and have it be the difference in the game instead of it, you know, keeping it at 3-1 instead of 4-1. So I had no problem with his game last game. I mean, there's none of those that I'm expecting the goaltender to make, and this is what we know he can do if we give him the chance to do it.
It's no secret that Dustin likes to have fun out there, but what can he do for this team when he plays angry like you saw tonight?
Well, he's just such a big man. I mean, he's so solid. But you've seen that maybe over the course that he just doesn't get knocked down very often over the course of the game. And I think he likes playing with Adam Lowry. You know, there's a couple of big guys there. And if they come off the bench third, those are hard men to hold on to down low. I mean, he can have an impact on that alone, just making them change the people that they play. Eventually, they're going to have to get some size out against that. And against some teams, that's a problem. You know, if they don't have their size in that hole, in that rotation, he's hard to handle.
You talked about Bufflin on the third line. How about with Ladd and Little? How much of an impact was being reunited with Frolik that line?
So these are all the top secret stuff. Mike suffered a fairly significant injury in the first game of the year, and felt healthy yesterday, you know, got back to good yesterday. And so that's a big chunk of the reason why I moved him off. He's a tough competitor, and he was able to play and compete. But the three of them know each other. And like I said, early in that first period, there are two or three times where his back pressure into the high slot and into the offensive blue line allowed RD to stay up. And Brian and Andrew know that. They know where Fro is going to be. I mean, they've got some chemistry together. And when that line, and it was true right from the time it came, when that line plays well defensively, they score. It's just, with their best defensive games, they score goals in. And the nights where they're stretching or they're pushing it for them, it's a tougher night offensively for them and in terms of wins for our hockey club.
Paul, do you have a better timeline on when Evander Kane might be available to your club?
So the stage he's got to go through is he's skating on his own, and that's gone really well. We'll get him out for some light bumping here, probably still in the IR skates on his own as soon as, you know, he's got to get a few days for that. And then I don't have a better timeline in that he's ahead of where we had hoped he would be or thought he would be with the injury. He's back to skating. So the next stage is at least a week away in my mind. But he's come with the team and he's skating with the team, and I'm hoping by the end of this trip that he's practicing with us. Whether he's wearing a non-contact sweater or not, I don't know that yet. But they'll just take it in stages, and then they'll get him a little more bumping, and if he's fine, a little more the next day until he can go full.
You mentioned early in your remarks about plays that leak through. So in the first period, they got behind you twice. A stretch
same
pass. So how did Once that raise a red flag for you, and how did you stop that from turning into what happened against Calgary?
Well, it was actually a line change situation that didn't start. The D started to come on the change and wasn't in a very good spot to make that decision, and that one got in behind, and the next one is just some nervousness. But we've dealt with it enough times, I think, on video that it was a pretty easy read. Part of that also was we didn't have any kind of pressure up ice at all. So it's part of that learning. Go when we can, and when we can't, we've got to be in a better spot so they don't have those plays in behind us. We just get caught in no man's land on both of those plays, where, and it wasn't our forwards' fault, and they couldn't get there. So then we need not to, you know, and the D got to pick those guys up.
Last one, Gary.
Just back to Brian Little. Now that you do know a little bit more about him, how good is he?
He's a good number one center. I mean, he's better on, so he's not Ryan Getzlaff in terms of his physical presence. But in what you're asking this guy to do, the minutes that he plays, he kills penalties on the power play, which I don't think he's bragging about right now. But it's a joke, people. And he's got 5 goals. And I'm not sure we're expecting him to hold that pace, but he's going to get to 25 to 35 or whatever this year. That's a pretty damn good player.